This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's been over a week since devastating blackouts struck much of Texas. The scope of the damage and the loss of life is still being calculated. But on Thursday, state lawmakers are holding the first of what will likely be many hearings in response to the crisis. The question Texans want answered, how can we make sure this doesn't happen again? As KUT's Mose Bushel reports, a lot of that comes back to one thing, regulation and the state's lack of it.
Texas has an independent electric grid. It has very few connections to the rest of the country. That helps the grid avoid federal regulation. But some people now say we should link up to other grids to increase the amount of power available. But there's a complication with that, and it's something most people probably don't know. The relative scarcity of electricity on the Texas grid is kind of intentional.
The way our market's designed, like, it is a feature of the market, not a bug.
This is Joshua Rhodes. He's a research associate at UT Austin's Weber Energy Group. He says Texas has what industry people call an energy-only market.
Meaning that power plants are only paid whenever they produce electricity.
You see, in other parts of the country, electric generators get paid to be there, just in case they're needed. It's called a capacity market. In Texas, they are not paid to be standing by, so they don't. But when the supply of electricity is tight and demand is high in Texas, well, those electricity providers make a lot of money. And sometimes the group that manages the Texas grid, this is a name you've probably heard by now, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, it basically lets that happen.
They sometimes allow the price to get really high to incentivize new generation, to incentivize private companies to come in and build power plants. And that's the market sending the signal. If you can build something that would meet this need, you would make a lot of money.
There's a word for it. It's called scarcity pricing. And now there's a debate whether we should keep this way of doing things or go to that capacity market. Some people say it wouldn't have helped to have those extra power plants if they had been knocked offline by the frozen weather, too. But here's one important thing to remember. While ERCOT has taken a lot of the blame for the blackouts, the market we have was set up by state lawmakers, more or less to run this way. It runs with less electricity in reserve than other places.
The competitive market failed us.
Here's Austin-based Democratic State Rep Donna Howard.
The model of scarcity pricing that was supposed to create new generation and ensure that we had what we needed during scarcity with the very high prices that kicked in, didn't work.
Howard serves on one of the committees holding today's hearings, and she's a member of a newly announced Democratic Climate Caucus. And since the storm, there's been a lot of debate over whether Texas should reform its electricity market. But one thing pretty much everyone agrees on is improving infrastructure weatherization. That's because the blackout was caused by gas wells and grid components freezing up, meaning they couldn't produce electricity.
We need to pay for our investment in the infrastructure up front to protect Texans, rather than paying on the end when we've had the disasters that obviously are also very costly and, in fact, are costing lives.
The Climate Caucus calls it climate resilience. And Republican leaders, like Governor Greg Abbott, support it too. They just won't say climate change when they talk about it. And Howard says, that's fine with her.
Call it whatever you want to call it. Let's just deal with what's really happening. There's got to be a recognition that there are climate events happening on a regular basis here in Texas that are costing Texas taxpayers and are costing Texas lives.
But this raises another question for lawmakers, and it also goes back to regulation. How? How can they accomplish these reforms? After blackouts in 2011, Texas was warned about winter storm risks by federal agencies. A lot of companies didn't want to pay for upgrades, and state lawmakers and regulators didn't create any strict rules or policies to make them. It's an open question whether they will this time around. Mose Bushel, KUT News.